Now, just recovering knowledge can, in some fashion, shift these other two points. We have a senior ARC triangle at work here. You can shift a person's ability to control, and all of a sudden he knows all about it. Therefore, you can take a motorcycle out and start it, stop it, and change it, you see, reach and withdraw, fool around with a darn thing, and the next thing you know how the motor works, but you didn't even look at the motor. You get the idea? Of course, you've known how the motors work for ages. You've already known this for a very long time. And now, the reason a kid busts up motorcycles and so forth is because the responsibility factor isn't high enough, you see. Well, actually, his control factor isn't high enough, and his knowledge factor isn't high enough. Well, they can tack this from any one of the three sides. You can get a person to study the motorcycle. To study motorcycles and have them go on studying motorcycles. It's very funny, though, because that's a weak button. That's the button the society uses most, but it's the weakest button. It's the strongest recovery button. You see, I mean, when a person knows about something, it blows. It's the strongest recovery button, but it's the weakest entrance button. You got the idea? Just finding out about something doesn't rehabilitate one's control or one's responsibility to any great degree. You see? The weakest attack point would simply be education. Oddly enough. Although it's the monitoring button, it's the weakest attack point. A person just will refuse to know about something unless he has some guarantee he'll be able to withhold it and some guarantee that he can be responsible for what he causes in that particular field. Now, you could take some little kid, oh, the way they work at it, to re-educate little children. I'll give you an idea, you know. Here you are, you lose a body, you pick up another body, you find yourself in school studying arithmetic. What are you studying arithmetic for? Well, of course, it was all part of the package you just lost and submerged, so your knowledge is gone because you couldn't withhold this body from death. By the way, the biggest withhold you do is withholding the body from death. And when a body dies, you decide you couldn't withhold it from death. In a battle, for instance, you would kill people. You see, you'd kill people in a battle. Every time you kill somebody in a battle, you withhold your own death. And that you do instinctively, you see. When you're in an automobile accident, why, you might worsen it for the other fellow, but you withhold your own death from the automobile accident, you see. Now, people who are unable to withhold their own death die off rather easily and bury it very deep. But it's a loss, not from a standpoint of losing an item, but it's a loss from the standpoint of win-lose. Now, responsibility, deteriorated responsibility, will bring about some dramatic inability to withhold. If you deteriorate somebody's responsibility very rapidly, this fellow's, well, you say, this must have been a good man. He was in charge of the Northern Malaysian Confederation or something of the sort, and he lost his post. Well, you hire him, and you find out he's an alcoholic, you know, and he's just drunk, and he can't keep his hands out of the till, and the idea, you deteriorated his responsibility, and of course his control deteriorated. And you say, well, he was so successful at government, so therefore he must know quite a bit about government. You find out he's forgotten everything he knew. Got the idea? You've seen this happen in one lifetime. Well, it happens over the cycle of lives.